The Ascent of Mount Carmel by St. John of the Cross. Book the First, wherein is described the nature of dark night, and how necessary it is to pass through it to divine union. And, in particular, this book describes the dark night of sense and desire, and the evils which these work in the soul. Chapter 1 sets down the first stanza, describes two different nights through which spiritual persons pass, according to the two parts of man, the lower and the higher, expounds the stanza which follows. Stanza the First. On a dark night, kindled in love with yearnings, oh, happy chance, I went forth without being observed, my house being now at rest. In this first stanza, the soul sings of the happy fortune and chance which it experienced in going forth from all things that are without, and from the desires and imperfections that are in the sensual part of man, because of the disordered state of his reason. For the understanding of this, it must be known that for a soul to attain to the state of perfection, it has ordinarily first to pass through two principal kinds of night, which spiritual persons call purgations or purifications of the soul. And here we call them nights, for in both of them the soul journeys, as it were, by night, in darkness. The first night, or purgation, is of the sensual part of the soul, which is treated in the present stanza, and will be treated in the first part of this book. And the second is of the spiritual part. Of this speaks the second stanza, which follows. And of this we shall treat likewise in the second and third part, with respect to the activity of the soul, and in the fourth part, with respect to its passivity. And this first night pertains to beginners, occurring at the time when God begins to bring them into the state of contemplation. In this night, the spirit likewise has a part, as we shall say in due course. And the second night, or purification, pertains to those who are already proficient, occurring at the time when God desires to bring them to the state of union with God. And this latter night is a more obscure and dark and terrible purgation, as we shall say afterwards. Briefly, then, the soul means by this stanza that it went forth, being led by God, for love of Him alone, enkindled in love of Him, upon a dark night, which is the privation and purgation of all its sensual desires with respect to all outward things of the world and to those which were delectable to its flesh, and likewise with respect to the desires of its will. This all comes to pass in this purgation of sense, for which case the soul says that it went forth while its house was still at rest, which house is its sensual part, the desires being at rest and asleep within it, as it is to them. For there is no going forth from the pains and afflictions of the secret places of the desires until these be mortified and put to sleep. And this, the soul says, was a happy chance for it, namely, its going forth without being observed, that is, without any desire of its flesh or any other thing being able to hinder it. And likewise, because it went out by night, which signifies the privation of all these things wrought in it by God, which privation was night for it. And it was a happy chance that God should lead it into this night, from which there came to it so much good. For of itself the soul would not have succeeded in entering therein, because no man of himself can succeed in voiding himself of all his desires in order to come to God. This is, in brief, the exposition of the stanza, and we shall now have to go through it line by line, setting down one line after another, and expounding that which pertains to our purpose. And the same method is followed in the other stanzas, as I said in the prologue. Namely, that each stanza will be set down and expounded, and afterwards each line. Chapter 2 explains the nature of this dark night through which the soul says that it has passed on the road to union. On a dark night. We may say that there are three reasons for which this journey made by the soul to union with God is called night. The first has to do with the point on which the soul goes forth, for it has gradually to deprive itself of desire for all the worldly things which it possessed, by denying them to itself. The which denial and deprivation are, as it were, night to all the senses of men. The second reason has to do with the means, or the road along which the soul must travel to this union. That is, faith, which is likewise as dark as night to the understanding. The third has to do with the point to which it travels, namely, God, who equally is dark night to the soul in this life. These three nights must pass through the soul, or rather, the soul must pass through them, in order that it may come to divine union with God. In the book of the Holy Tobias, these three kinds of night were shadowed forth by the three nights which, as the angel commanded, were to pass before the youth Tobias should be united with his bride. In the first, he commanded him to burn the heart of the fish in the fire, which signifies the heart that is affection to and set upon the things of this world, which, in order that one may begin to journey toward God, must be burned and purified from all that is creature, in the fire of the love of God. And in this purgation the devil flees away, for he has power over the soul only when it is attached to things corporeal and temporal. On the second night, the angel told him that he would be admitted into the company of the holy patriarchs, who are the fathers of the faith. For passing through the first night, which is self-privation of all objects of sense, the soul at once enters into the second night, and abides alone in faith, to the exclusion not of charity, but of other knowledge acquired by the understanding, as we shall say hereafter, which is a thing which pertains not to sense. On the third night, the angel told him that he would obtain a blessing, which is God, who by means of the second night, which is faith, continually communicates himself to the soul in such a secret and intimate manner that he becomes another night to the soul, inasmuch as this said communication is far darker than those others, as we shall say presently. And when this third night is passed, which is the complete accomplishment of the communication of God in the spirit, which is ordinarily wrought in great darkness of the soul, there then follows its union with the bride, which is the wisdom of God. Even so, the angel said likewise to Tobias, that when the third night was passed, he should be united with his bride in the fear of the Lord. For when this fear of God is perfect, love is perfect. And this comes to pass when the transformation of the soul is wrought through its love. These three parts of the night are all one night, but after the manner of night, it has three parts. For the first part, which is that of sense, is comparable to the beginning of night, the point at which things begin to fade from sight. And the second part, which is faith, is comparable to midnight, which is total darkness. And the third part is like the close of night, which is God, the which part is now near to the light of day. And that we may understand this the better, we shall treat of each of these reasons separately as we proceed. End of chapters 1 and 2.